You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This morning, ArcelorMittal provided us with an update on their performance for the last 6 months ended June 2024. And it's quite an interesting set of results that we're going to dig into. I'm joined on the line by ArcelorMittal's CEO, Kobus Verstaert, to take a look at these numbers and try and make sense of the company's performance. Good evening, Kobus. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a tough period. Do you want to just take me through your initial reflections on the results?
Yes, good afternoon, good evening. Obviously, we're at the bottom of the steel cycle for quite some time now, with a really weak demand environment, especially in South Africa, and falling prices. For us, that has resulted in, you know, sales volumes down 2%, prices down 3%, and cost marginally up. So that was all, I think, still manageable. But as we said in our results, we had quite a severe once-off chilled conditions at our blast furnaces in Van der Bijl Park, which has cost us just over 700 million in both earnings and cash. So that was quite severe, and hopefully that will not happen again, and we should see a better second half.
Kobus, talk me through the environment. Obviously, with the trading conditions, there's some things that might sit outside of the control of the Arcelor business and the management team, such as pricing and what the external environment looks like. Take me through what your challenges were with the trading conditions this last 6 months.
I think, firstly, from a pure demand perspective, I mean, South Africa's steel demand is at 10-year low levels. So that's a starting point, and for that you need economic growth to really stimulate that. Combined to that, China is disrupting world steel trade, having increased their exports by 24% for the period. It's expected they will export about 100 million tons in this year. So disrupting prices all over the world, and you've seen many countries reacting quite drastically to prevent them and to protect their local industry on that. So I think those were the main events. If you don't have volumes and prices, that's quite difficult. But at least we have safeguards introduced at a 9% a month ago. So that should support us to an extent in the second half of the year as well.
Kobus, when we look forward to that second half of the year, the support that will come through, does that sort of give you positive outlook around how to approach the second half of the year, or are we still kind of concerned about where the business sits at the moment and what the second half looks like?
No, I think we are prepared for still a fairly difficult international trading environment. So, but I think we'll able to manage the controllables until price and volumes normalize, most probably towards the latter part of the year into next year, and ensure that we don't have any own goals like the blast furnaces, then we should see a much improved financial performance.
Mm. Speaking of managing the things that are the controllables within the business, I'm looking at the earnings before interest and tax. Obviously, that's a significant loss at this stage, but it has shown some improvement when compared to what the second half of last year looked like. Still a long way away from H1 of 2023. Are you sort of rejigging some areas of the business to find new areas to optimize in terms of opportunities?
No, obviously, we've done a lot of work on our long business, which we've announced we're going to keep open. So there's the negative drain on that has, to a large extent, been neutralized. And then secondly, we've done a lot of internal work that will, it takes a bit of time to really, more from a cost perspective, to come through. So we've done a lot of work. And as I said, if you don't have a 700 million once-off in the second half, that would make things a lot easier. In the bottom of the cycle, one has to just manage the cash and make sure that your cash flow positive. And before the blast furnace, despite the bottom of the cycle, we were targeting and tracking well to be cash flow positive despite the cycle. So we've done a lot of work to get back to that position towards the end of the year.
Kobus, that longs business, there was some serious concerns, obviously, around how that would impact the jobs. And I remember a couple of organizations as well coming to the party to say, we couldn't afford to lose the 3,500 jobs that you've now been able to save. The measures that are being put in place on the longs business, are those temporary measures, or is it just a permanent solution to say, for the foreseeable future, until something else happens, we think we can keep this business going?
No, I think we can keep this business going, but there's still a lot of work. I think the short-term initiatives has been to a large extent delivered, but there's medium-term and longer-term initiatives that we still need to work on. But we're comfortable that the environment is of such that there's an enabling environment to make it happen.
Kobus, the net borrowings of the business have grown to just shy of 3.8 billion rand. That's quite a significant figure from where they were in the first half of last year. Is that some of the operational challenges that you alluded to earlier coming into effect there, forcing you to dip into that? Or have you got some strategic deployments you're going to be putting that capital to?
No, I think that is purely a result of the operational issues that we had. Net debt worsened by just 700, between 500 and 600 million. So typically, if we didn't have the 700 million whack in the first half, we would have been cash flow positive. We've done a lot of things in terms of working capital. So we just have to intensify that to get back on track in the second half. But we're working on a more longer-term balance sheet solution to really enable investment for growth going forward.
Kobus, before I let you go, I wonder if I can pick your brain on that. Obviously, as you said, we're on the bottom end of a cycle that you have very little control over, and that means as a business, you have to sit there and wait for the cycle to turn positive. When we look at just Arcelor's future and the plans going forward, the South African market could take quite some time to start to pick up. We know that we've seen the regulatory conversations and the infrastructure investment conversations, and they seem to be coming along. But at the end of the day, if they're not coming along at a pace that aligns with your business, you still have to make alternative decisions, right? So from a business perspective, once the cycle starts to pick up, are you seeing tailwinds coming out of perhaps other geographical areas that might interest you?
No, I think most probably, sub-Saharan Africa and the countries close to us, some of them are growing at 3.5%, 4%, 5%. So obviously there's a market emerging, but for that you need a competitive cost base. I don't think steel demand in South Africa can go lower. Mm-hmm. We have downsized our business from an asset perspective that we've got capacity to increase capacity by 2 million tons. But I think at the moment we're at a level that we cannot reduce further. So we pretty much, I think, size for the size of the market, and I doubt whether it can be lower.
That size of the market, is that influenced at all by what's happening with Transnet? I mean, we've seen the likes of the iron and chrome sectors noting that they've got logistics challenges there. How are you seeing the logistics relationship? Is it improving?
No, it's improving from an operational perspective. I mean, there's still a long way to go, but at least there's a reasonable intent and cooperation by the new leadership. Well, Transnet's issue is the cost base. I mean, transport in South Africa is most probably 25, 30, 35% too expensive. So once you address the availability or the reliability, we still have to address the cost of transport in South Africa.
Lots still to be done and lots still up ahead, but we'll leave it at that for now. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights, Kobus. We wish you the best of luck for the next 6 months, and we look forward to catching up at the end of the year. Kobus Verster, who is Chief Executive Officer at ArcelorMittal South Africa, joining me to reflect on their interim results for the first 6 months of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.